Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
To a new way, you'll leave this strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you. Thank you, Jahashua. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, shalom, shalom, my brother and my sister. Welcome to the Lord Yahweh. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Yeshua. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, mighty God. Praise you. Hallelujah. Be his name forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Brother Strada says shalom. He had a dream last night. Amen. Thank you, brother. I could hear the earth and the knee tremble like roaring movement, and the ground was hot. Amen. That is so true. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I, you know, we plan. But our plans are in the Lord's hand. So he always, not always, but when he wants to change the plan that we plan, hey, amen, he's a boss, amen. So on Sunday, I said, we're going to go into the book of Daniel tonight. And he changed the plan, amen. And so let his will be done. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. He gave me a revelation to share tonight that we all want it. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is my equal opportunity employer. That is the truth. Amen. He wanted me to share revelation, and I'm going to share his revelation. My brother and my sister, praise the Lord. Shalom, Brother Miguel. Hallelujah. We'll wait a few until our brothers and sisters all finish joining us tonight, because I know it will touch a lot of people, and it will, people will say that's an answer to prayer because we've been praying for it. Amen. I want to share that. Thank you, Lord. The title of this message is The Wicked Shall Be Turned Into Hell. Are you listening? The Wicked Shall Be Turned Into Hell. That's in Psalm 9:17. Okay? This is a turning point. Okay? I've been trying to talk about the turning point since last week. The wicked shall be turned into hell, in all the nations that forget God. Okay? My brother and sister, everyone, anyone who is taking the coronavirus vaccine is forgetting God, because there is no reason for humanity to take the vaccine. Okay? If you are afraid, the Lord will say, fear not, because I am with thee. If you are sick, by my stripe, by my wound, thou art healed. Okay? What excuse can you give God to take the vaccine? None. 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 My brother and sister, we cannot give God a living, holy, merciful, and good God, we cannot give God any excuse for taking the vaccine of the corona of COVID-19, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise to God, my brother and sister. Yes, shalom, Brother Mikhail. Amen. David said, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Hell is the place of corruption, okay, of evil, okay? And God said that God would not, David said that God would not leave his soul, okay? Our soul is who we are, my brother and sister. This morning, our Lord, our Rabbi and Master, our Lord Jesus Christ came to get me out of my body, to give me another body experience. Praise the Lord. He grabbed me like if he would grab a one-year-old baby. He grabbed me with his mighty hand and began to take me. My brother insisted. As he was taking me, I noticed that he was taking me to hell. Oh, no, Lord. Oh, no, Lord. Lord. You know that I don't want to go there anymore. I don't want to see what's in there. And he says, you must see. Okay? You must see because you will tell about this. Okay? Lord, please. Take me back, Lord. No. No. Okay? You must see, he says to me. My brother says, I begged him not to take me into hell anymore. But he said that I must see because I must cheer, my brother and sister. I'm still broken by the experience because it was very strong, very heartbreaking, my brother and sister. But he says that I must see, so I must cheer. And that's what I'm sharing tonight, my brother and sister, because I was there this morning. And it broke me to see what I saw, my brother and sister. Praise you, Lord. Let me give it in the Bible. Hallelujah. Let me compose myself. Go into the Word and share. Because it broke me. It broke me. Hallelujah. Psalm 18:5. The sorrow of hell compassed me. The sorrow of hell compassed me about. The snare of death laid before me, says David. Oh, my Lord, my God, have mercy. My brother and sister. The Lord said that the things he was going to show me, I have to see them, he said, because I will have to share. My brother and sister. I beg him that I didn't want to go there anymore. My brother and sister, Shalom the Victorian. Hallelujah. But he took me to this part of hell that I never been there before. And when Jesus took me there, I kept asking him that I didn't want to go to hell anymore. But he took me there and left me there. Okay? Go and see, he says. Okay. I began to walk, my brother and sister. I began to see the soul of they that are being vaccinated, my brother and sister. Oh, it's so difficult. It was so hard. To my left, to my right, in front of me, I saw people that their body are on earth, but their soul are in hell. My brother insisted. What I know was that this part of hell belonged to the Antichrist, my brother insisted, to the Antichrist in his kingdom. And whoever I understood in hell, as I walked in hell this morning, that whoever is taking the vaccine is making a covenant with the Antichrist, with the ministry, with the body, my brother and sister, of the Antichrist. Hallelujah. You see why It was so difficult for me, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. I'm looking now in Corinthians. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 10:16 says, the cup of blessing which we bless, it is not the communion of the blood of Christ, of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it is not the communion of the body of Christ. For as the body is one, there are many members, all the members of one body. Being many are one body also is Christ. Antichrist imitate Christ. He has a body similar to Christ because he's imitating Christ. I knew that in hell this morning, that the people that are taking the by sin are making a covenant with the Antichrist, my brother and sister. This is the revelation Jesus was giving me in hell as I was down there walking, that these people that are taking the by sin are making a covenant with the Antichrist, have become part of the body of the Antichrist. When you receive Christ, when you receive him in your life as a Lord and Savior, you become part of the body of Christ. You are one with him, my brother and sister. You are a member in his body, the apostle Paul says to the churches. So are those that are taking the by sin. They are becoming one with the Antichrist, part of his body. They belong to him now, my brother and sister. Oh, my Lord, my God. I'm walking in hell. And one of the people that I saw, one of the saw, because your soul is you. Your soul is not your neighbor or someone else. Your soul is you. I saw my sister, flesh sister. And she greeted me in hell, my brother and sister. She was riding a beast, a demon, my brother and sister. I believe she had no choice because she's part of the kingdom now. When she took the bicing a few weeks ago, I saw her. And in the beast, she said, brother, Elvi, follow me. My brother and sister, as I'm following her down that beast in hell and that demon, to my left and to my right, I began to see people, my brother and sister, all kinds of people who have been vaccinated. Their soul is in that place, oh my Lord. You can understand how difficult this is. I beg Jesus that I didn't want to go to hell. I didn't want to see. But he says, you must see. You must see, he says, because you must hear. He used the word must. My brother and sister, he used the word must. Came out of him. You must see. Because he wanted me to share. My brother and sister. Oh, my Lord, my God. How many people are there? It's countless people from the earth are coming there every time they take the vaccine. They end up in that place in hell, my brother and sister. But everything there is an illusion. They're not being necessarily tormented there. They're being deceived by the demon, by the Antichrist. Everything he plans for the world that are joining him is what he wants to bring to pass, my brother and sister. Oh, my Lord. Can you imagine how difficult it is? Wonderful time we were having with the Lord last night. Tremendous presence of the Lord. And he comes to take me to hell. And I beg him, Lord, no. He grabbed me happy when the Lord takes you, but he took me like a baby and was heading with me to hell. And I beg him, Lord, I don't want to go to hell. Because immediately when I looked as we were approaching hell, I beg him, Lord, he put me there. Boom. Here, go see, he said, because you must see the share. And I began to walk and to be stunned by the people you begin to see. Because you know these people are on earth. Their body is still on earth. But their soul is in hell. My brother and sister. And the Lord says, you must see. Because he said he wanted me to share. My brother and sister. And when my sister, when I saw my sister's soul, she looked at me. She greeted me like I know her for over 40 years. She's 43 now, lives in New Jersey. Brother, like she always greeted me. And she always called me little brother. And she said, little brother, to me. And we began to walk. And her soul is in hell. And I'm broken by seeing her soul there. Because I know she's just been basking there, what, a month and a half now? She's there. I keep going down. I see my brother's soul, my other brother. My brother and sister, I see my other brother's soul in hell that's been vaccinated. The Lord said that I must see. Because this humanity have not come to the knowledge, hallelujah, they have not come to the knowledge of what of the decision that they are making. This is what the Lord says to me before he put me in hell. They are making their decision, Jesus says to me. My brother and sister, the wicked shall be turned in hell, Psalm 9:17, and all the nations that forget God, hell is naked before him. And destruction has no covering. This is all naked before God. God can see these people. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, yes, our soul represents our thoughts, our mind, our emotion. The soul is you. The soul is the person that live in this body. But once they take the body seen, it changes everything. They make a covenant with the Antichrist. It's what they knew in hell. It's what they have made, a covenant with death. And they become part of their kingdom. There's no staying in them after they're vaccinated anymore. Because they have made that choice. My brother and sister, this is what's bad about this. That this is the decision they made. In a way, I repent for saying no to the Lord. I'm sorry, Lord. Because I've been in other parts of hell that are so bad. My brother and sister. And I thought he was going to take me to those parts. Because when you're going to hell, you're going to hell. When he takes you there, he's taking you to hell. But this part of hell he was taking me is with the soul of them that are being vaccinated. Everyone on this earth that is taking the vaccine, their soul is going there. But there, they're not being tormented necessarily, but I dare sell the soul of those that must have been Christians, because that's the ultimate question. What about those Christians that are taking the vaccine? And I saw when one of them looked at me and bowed his head and kept walking, put his head down, like shame. Shame, my brother and sister there. I saw their faces like this. They regret the decision they have made. My brother and sister, some were just going there walking to and fro, back and forward. Lost. My brother and sister. But I knew that the devil, the enemy, the Antichrist, is giving them illusions. Illusions, my brother and sister, making them believe in lies. Because that's what the devil does to a lot of people, and these people in hell, because their body's still here. The devil don't want them to have any chance of repenting, truly repenting, and coming out of there. Because he wants to keep them there. He wants in the body to die. My brother and sister, his plan is to keep them. He, John 10:10, the thief come back to steal, kill, and destroy, Jesus said. But he said, I come that they may have life and have it abundantly. My brother and sister, the Lord explained to me that the decision, they were making their own decision, Jesus says to me. This is their own decision that they're making. If you are afraid of the virus, Jesus says, fear not, because I am with you. If you are sick by the virus, Jesus said that by his stripes, by his wound, ye are healed. People have no excuse to take the coronavirus vaccine. No, before God. No. My brother and sister, let me tell you, when the Lord was taking me out of there, bringing me back, there were a few demons that noticed I was there. They were coming, and they began to threaten me. You better tell nobody about this place, they said. You better tell nobody about this place. They're very angry. My brother and sister, you better tell nobody. They threatened me. But I serve the Lord. It's what the Lord said. It's what he's revealed. My brother and sister. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 55:15, let death cease upon them and let them go down a life into hell. For their wickedness in their dwelling is among them. These are the reason why they go alive into hell. Their body is still alive, but their soul is in hell. My brother and sister. Let death cease upon them and let them go down alive into hell. In case you're wondering, where is that in the Bible? Alive, the soul's in hell, and the body's still here. Bible says, let them go alive into hell. For wickedness is in their dwelling among them. This is the reason. God's been calling humanity to repenting, but humanity keep giving, keep telling God, no. Leave us alone. Leave us alone. And the consequence of sin is dead. The penalty for sin is dead. My brother and sister, Jesus Christ paid the penalty on the cross. for each man, for each woman, for each child, for each adult to repent and turn to him. My brother and sister, forsaking the sin. My brother and sister, Jesus Christ paid the penalty for this humanity. This humanity have no excuse before God. No matter what the situation is, hallelujah. God have made his son available for everyone. So why will anyone take the by sin? There's no need in God's heart and mind. There's no need for men to take the by sin because he's there for humanity. My brother and sister, to the church, God says, 1 Corinthians 12:27, but now ye are the body of Christ. Now ye are the body of Christ, member in particular. Those that are taking the by sin are members of the body of the Antichrist. He imitate Christ. He's opposite to Christ, but he imitate Christ. As Christ has a body of people, the Antichrist has a body of people. But in order for them to be part of the Antichrist body, they have to take the by sin voluntarily. And that's what this humanity is doing. They're taking, some people call it a killer by sin, the lethal weapon. My brother and sister, terrible. As I'm walking in hell, to my right and to my left, walking around, I see the soul walking around, entertained by the illusion of the Antichrist, by the world, by the ministry of the Antichrist. My brother and sister, some can see things that are lies from the Antichrist. You know that anything that comes from the devil is a lie. They're there being entertained with lies, with illusions. My brother and sister, the devil wants to imitate the Lord. He wants to tell them that they are free, but they are not free. Only Christ can set us free. Whom the Son set free, John 8:36. It is free indeed. The devil cannot set anyone free. When he comes to people, he bounds people. That's what he's doing to humanity through the by sin every day. He's bounding their soul to hell, to his own body, fallen evil body. It's on the Antichrist body. My brother and sister, they imitate Christ. That's what the word Antichrist means. He imitate Christ. He wants to be like Christ. As Christ has a body, he wants his own body. My brother and sister, and he's getting his own body. My brother and sister, to those that are joining him that are being vaccinated. 1 John 2:22, who is a liar? But he that denying Jesus is the Christ. He is Antichrist who denying the Father and the Son, because the Father and the Son are one. And when you deny one, you deny the other. My brother and sister, these that are denying Christ are denying the Father. That's why the Father is so angry at humanity that is taking the by sin. Because when they take the by sin, they deny Christ and become part of the body of the Antichrist. And when they deny Christ, they deny the Father. That's why Father told me that those that will be vaccinated, those that are being vaccinated will not be part of his kingdom anymore. Will not be part of his kingdom, he says. Will not be part of his kingdom, period. That's what Father said, I remember. And these people that are being vaccinated, my brother and sister, as I came back from hell, I said, how am I going to explain everything I saw? How can I put what I saw in word? My brother and sister, because you are so broken by the fact of what you are seeing. These people blindly, they volunteer to take the by sin. My brother and sister, when I looked at my brother who was going to church, how much I prayed for his soul to be saved, finally gave his life to the Lord and told him not to take the vaccine. I visited him, told him not to take the vaccine. Last time I saw him, he had been vaccinated. We're sitting in the couch together. I'm looking into his eyes, and I knew that was not my brother anymore. All three of my brothers vaccinated, and I'm looking at them. They're not my brother. Then I see his soul in hell. And I'm, wow. To see my sister, I was so broken to seeing her soul. Then I see my brother down left. As I keep going, I saw him. He looked at me and in shame put down his head and he kept walking in shame. He knew now he was lost, that the decision he had made, he had chosen darkness instead of light. And he was walking in darkness down there, my brother and sister. But the Lord lit it up the place, because he wanted me to see them. See, they're in darkness up there. Fake fire, yes, but darkness. They're not in the fire. That part of hell is being used like a movie theater where they're showing you fake stuff, lies, as the Bible says. Who is the liar, John says, but he that denied Jesus. Jesus is the Christ. That's what the Antichrist does. He denies. And now these that are being vaccinated, he's having them deny Jesus. They made the choice, Jesus says to me. I was surprised the Lord does work him out of Jesus, because he's always interceding for people. He's always saying, Father, have mercy. Father, have mercy. But Jesus himself told me they made their own choice, their own decision, he says. They made their own decision, he says to me. He lit it up that place in darkness for me to see everyone. They all had to turn and look at me. They all had to turn and look at me, my brother and sister. And when they stopped me, a lot of those people that knew me or heard of me on the Lord God or somehow, because they recognized me. They recognized me. Elvie. When they stopped me, my brother and sister. Do you imagine that? Can you imagine something like this? My brother and sister. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. David said in Psalm 86, 13, for great is thy mercy toward me. Thou hast delivered my soul from the lower hell. My brother and sister, after Jesus had a conversation with me last week and said, don't plan about how better house down here. Don't plan for nothing from that, for down here, he said to me last week. Don't. Those that are planning, he says, for down here are the ones that are planning to stay. But those that are planning to be going home, you have better things out there. But don't plan for down here, he says to me. Good advice. That's a good advice from my rabbi. My Lord, my Savior, my God, the greatest rabbi that ever set foot on this earth, giving me an advice. Don't plan. Because when you plan, what do you get? Headaches. Headaches. My brother and sister. Frustration. Get frustrated. Okay? Hallelujah. Heaven is better. You'll have a mansion in heaven. You'll have a secure place in heaven. Those that are planning for down here, he says, are planning to stay. I don't want to stay. Forget about it. I don't want to. He had that conversation with me. I was surprised he said all this to me. But I listened and I took his advice. Amen, Lord, give me more of that. Hallelujah. That was sweet as honey. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Psalm 116:3, the sorrow of death encompassed me. The pain of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble in sorrow. Honey, if you're walking on earth, you got to see that the word of God is so prophetic. It's so accurate. 99.99.9999. So accurate, the word of God. How in the world is we walking on earth? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, let me go. Praise the Lord. I don't know if they have peace out in heaven. I don't know that. Thank you, Lord. How, if he was walking on earth, and I know he was going through a lot of trouble, how can David say the sorrow of death encompass me? The pain of hell got hold upon me. I know people say that sometimes in pain or suffering, that's what they're feeling. But David's being so specific of how hell holds him, my brother and sister. That's incredible. That's a prophetic word for us. That in this end of time, in this end of day, in this end of the world, people will be making these choices, as Jesus told me. This is the choices they are making. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 139:8, if I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. You know, to say goodbye to your family, to leave people behind. You see, I didn't understand why the Lord kept showing me I will be back during the great tribulation of my glorified body. Because I kept thinking, what there be on this earth that will want to have me come back, you know, to try to help some of those that are behind, that are struggling so much. Shalom, Sister Consuelo. Why will there be on this earth? Because I kept thinking, I had no reason to come back to the earth. Really? What will be down here that I will say to the Lord in heaven, enjoying that wedding celebration? Lord, I would like to go back 3 or 4 or 5 years into the Great Tribulation and help some of those that are struggling now that I have my glorified body. Now I can see what my brothers, my sisters, and brothers and sisters in Christ that will be struggling, who stay behind, those that are taking the vaccine. My hope will be that they can cry to the Lord with all their heart, take the medication available to remove the vaccine. Now there's another medication someone mentioned. I believe the Lord revealed this to someone. There's another medication available that people can take. I believe someone sent me the link to it. I started listening, but I was not able to listen to the whole word. And I don't even know what it is, but there's another medication which will be great if people can take these things and remove the effect of the vaccine and then cry out to the Lord and then be saved. That will be awesome. Be beheaded for Christ. It will be a sweet beheading if they can take the medication to remove the vaccine, my brother and sister. But the soul of those that are taking the vaccine, hallelujah, are in hell. And I was taken there this morning by Jesus. I begged him. I didn't want to see what was in hell. He was wanting me to see because I had no idea what he was going to show me. But I was begging him that I didn't want to go to hell. He says, you must see and share. You must see and share. He spoke to me very strong and just put me there. Boom. He grabbed me like a baby. Man, anyone asking me, do you have to go to hell, brother? No, anybody else can go. I don't want to go there anymore. It's only pain and sorrow. Crying and suffering. You know, and then nothing good to look there. Heaven any day, any hour. Hell, but he says you must see. Hallelujah. Oh, sister, there's a lot of questions unanswered in regard to that. And we better go to heaven, be the pastor to heaven, rapture, and then asking Heaven, Lord, and maybe pray for them. Just pray for them, because there will be a lot of pain and sorrow for those that want to know more. Because, see, we pray to know more, and look what happened. He has to take me to hell to see what's going, what's happening. When they take the Bicene, they become part of the body of the Antichrist. They make a covenant with the Antichrist. My brother and sister, a bow to it. That is so sad. Proverbs 5:5, her feet go down to death. Her step take hold on hell. My brother and sister. I begin to think that this woman is a demon. Because how can she be in and out of hell? She's walking on earth. She's going after these men. And she's being with them. And her feet are in hell. So, I mean, I keep thinking, is she a demon then? She has to be. Because I heard a testimony of this. The devil sending his bride out into barges to be with men, to get them to sin. But they have to make the choice always. They're like the Bicene. They offer you the Bicene, and you have to say yes and take it. Don't matter if you say you're doing it by fear, the Lord said, fear not, because I am with thee. If you're doing it by sickness, the Lord said, by my strength, ye are healed. What is your excuse? There's no excuse before God, because Jesus did it all on the cross. See, if he did not went to the cross, humanity can have an excuse and say, well, nobody had died for me to make this decision. And probably God would have said, no, you're right. Nobody had died for you. But what about now that someone took your place on the cross and died for you? Can you tell God now, no one had died for me? No one had taken the penalty for me, so I guess I'm going to have to take it. If he didn't take it on the cross, he did. So there's no excuse. What excuse is humanity going to give to God on that great day? My brother and sister, I am telling you, when I heard the Lord says to me this morning, they're making the decision when they take the Bicene. To me, it was like, whoa. Because it was a very strong word from him that prayed for people day and night. Proverbs 7:27, her house is in the way to hell, leading down to the chambers of dead. As there are chambers in heaven, but I know you're going to love to go to them when you go to heaven. Hell, an imitation of heaven, because those fallen angels were in heaven. They know how beautiful heaven is. And in hell, they imitate heaven. They have a lot of place built in hell imitating heaven. Her feet, her house is in the way to hell, leading down to the chamber of death. Her feet goes down to hell, to death. And then she leave people to dead, leading to the chamber of death, her house. It's got to be a demon. Hallelujah. See? One of her sisters took the Bicene. She's been going to church in 1970. I shared the testimony the pastor told me last week about this sister also, who's been serving the Lord for many years, a prophet. She took the Bicene. And now, instead of the Lord appearing to her, now demon appear to her. And she's rebuking them, and they don't go. She's part of them now, part of the Antichrist kingdom. Once they become part, that's it. That is it. They come for her. They come for her soul, simply. She called the pastor, please pray for me. I need to pray for me. I need urgent prayer. I need urgent prayer. He can rebuke all the demon all day long he wants. They have the right to her now. My brother and sister, it's the sadder part of all. This is really sad. Hallelujah. Proverbs 9:18, but he knoweth not that the day are there, and her guests are in the depth of hell. Proverbs Solomon. Man, Solomon can describe what's happening in hell with so much details. In his Proverbs, my brother and sister, Yes, that's another thing. His dad took the vaccine also. See? It's happening more and more. They're making the decision. If they make the decision for Christ, why would now they make the decision for the ministry of the Antichrist? Because we've been told that the Antichrist was now in the world. Okay? We've been told by God in His Word. Hallelujah. 1 John 4:3. Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus has come in the flesh is not of God. Such as the spirit of the Antichrist, where ye have heard, you have heard that it shall come, and is even now already in the world. My brother and sister, everyone who is joining this by seeing of the Antichrist is becoming part of the ministry of the Antichrist. That is by seeing. They are making their alliance with the Antichrist. A covenant with him, my brother and sister. Covenant with him. That's why that pastor said to the sister, as they did the service in Texas in the church, Sunday like they usually do. They did the worship service. The pastor been vaccinated. The worship leader has been vaccinated. The elder has been vaccinated. Most of the entire church has been vaccinated. And they were doing service. Before they were vaccinated, it was a tremendous presence of God. I don't know what got the pastor and them to be vaccinated. They wouldn't get vaccinated. Let it be the Johnson & Johnson, the Moderna, or Pfizer. But they wouldn't get vaccinated. No more presence of God. Why did God leave the church? Worship, 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 no presence. Next Sunday came, the same. Worship, 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 no presence. Then the third Sunday came, worship, 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 no presence. God's not showing up anymore. God used to show up in the worship. They used to have a tremendous presence of God in the worship. Not anymore after they got vaccinated. Because the sister had mentioned to her, Brother Elvie from the Lord Tower, I heard him saying that God told him that whoever takes this vaccine will not be part of God's kingdom. Well, I guess he didn't receive he didn't believe the message. Oh, no, sister, you got to be careful with the teaching of many people, you know, fanatics. You got to be careful with people up there. You just got to be careful. I don't know about this, Brother Elvie, but you have to be careful with people. He got vaccinated. The elder got vaccinated. And the sister comes to him on the third Sunday and said, Pastor, do you think Brother Elvie was right? There's no presence of God in the service anymore. And the pastor bowed his head and said, I think that he was right. I think that we made a mistake. I think that we should take this in prayer. The pastor, Brother Elvie, said, he is a servant of the Lord. What he should have done is before he got vaccinated, if he didn't believe me, and that's what I tell people, and I told people since 2012, I told people, you don't have to believe me. Take it into prayer and fasting with the Lord and hear what the Lord has to say if you don't believe me. Okay? Simply. Simply. My brother and sister, that's all they have to do. Take it before the Lord. And the sister got back to me, wrote me the message of the conversation they had and everything. Detailed conversation. Brother Elvie, this is what I told him. This is what he said. This is what's happening now. I cannot go to that church anymore. Because when I hurt you, I refuse to take the vaccine. But when I told them, they didn't want to hear me. They didn't want to hear me about this. They even say, why would the government come out with something like this against the people? My brothers, they have trusted in men. Curses the man that trusts in another man. This is why I tell you, take it before the Lord. Anything I tell you, pray. Take it in prayer. Take it in fasting. Curses the man that trusts in another man. My brother and sister, But now the truth is coming out. Now the Lord is confirming it. Because a lot of them that say, you know what, I'm not taking this by saying I'm going to wait. I'm going to take it in prayer. And like that sister heard Father saying, Reverend, my daughter, do not take the vaccine. First time she ever heard Father. And she only been safe for a little time. And heard from God. So go to her room and pray on her knees praying, oh, Father, here I am. Not knowing a new Christian. And the voice came from heaven. Father said, my daughter. She was not asleep. She was not asleep, according to her. My daughter, do not take the vaccine. And she knew in the tone of his voice, the love and passion, in that if she would take the vaccine, would separate her from the relationship that she had with Father. It would separate her from God. And Father said, my daughter, do not take the vaccine. My brother and sister. Okay? Why would God, why would the Lord be speaking this way directly to people? Do not take the vaccine when they pray, when they go to him. Because it's dangerous. It's something that will separate you, your relationship with the Lord. My brother and sister, dangerous. And this is what humanity is now. You know? It's hard for me to share what other people say because you always have to be careful. But the testimony, this gospel will be preached by testimony, the Bible says. So we have to also share the testimony. It's what is going on with people because sometimes they'll call me. Most of the time they'll email me, they'll message and say, brother, look what happened here. Look what happened to me. Look what happened to my family. I told my family not to be vaccinated. And they took it out. And it's a mess in my house, they say. A mess. Here's the other thing. If you are a Christian and one of your partners takes the vaccine, you're going to have to get a divorce now. Because if you stay with a person, that vaccine can contaminate you. That's another problem now. How do you deal with that? Pray. You're going to have to stay away from your own wife if she gets vaccinated. Stay away from your own husband now if he is vaccinated. Can you see the mess this is creating on humanity now? Can you believe this mess this is causing? Because we're in the last days. The Lord is about to take his people home. You're going to have to keep telling your wife, your husband, don't take it. Don't take it because if they do, that's it for your marriage. But Brother Elby, where is that in the Bible now? Brother Elby, where is that in the Bible now? My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Everything is in the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Everything. Hallelujah. It's in the Word of God. Thank you, Lord. You just got to look it up. You just got to pray. You just got to ask. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have to be willing, Jesus said. Hallelujah. To leave husband, wife for the Lord, Jesus said. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me get that verse. Someone has to first in me, okay? Post it in the chat room. Praise you, Lord. You have to be willing to live anything for Jesus. Anyone for the Lord. Because, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is more important. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You have to be willing to live anyone for the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's a verse where Jesus spoke about this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. I'm looking for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If someone can find it first in me, so I can move on. Hallelujah. So, you have to be willing to leave anyone for Jesus. This is one of the requirements. Okay? One of the requirements, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's in one of the, I'm looking, where Jesus said we have to be willing to leave husband, wife, children for him, for the cause of him. Hallelujah. For the kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. And that's a decision when something like this has to happen. If you're going to be affected by seeing of one who is vaccinated, you have to be willing to leave that person for the Lord, for the kingdom, because you don't want to be vaccinated. Okay? My brother and sister. And Jesus said that we have to be willing to leave husband, wife, or children. Hallelujah. Thank you. So I was looking for it. I couldn't find it quickly. Speaking and looking for something is very difficult. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Yeshua. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother, wife and children, brother and sister, yea, and all, even his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Here is what the decision, where you have to make your decision for the Lord. And it says father and mother also. Okay? Brother, sister, wife, children. Includes the whole family. It includes the whole family. Are you listening? Jesus said that. Did he say it? Yes. Luke 14:26. But even also in the book of Matthew. It's just, you know, you have to be willing. Okay? Because that's what's going to take. That's what it's going to take for you to be safe. If the occasion comes where your wife gets vaccinated, your husband gets vaccinated, you know, hallelujah. And if he said unto them all, if any man will come unto me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. Hallelujah. So the calling is for everyone. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. God will not hold it against you if your wife or your husband take the vaccine. Okay? If they take the vaccine and they want to contaminate it because they think, oh, you know, no. Yeah, I say, I'm sorry. This is it. You know? It's tough. This is difficult. And I know a lot of people say, I'm not going to do that well. Remember what Jesus said? You have to make your own decision. If he takes it or she takes it, you know, you got to be out the door. She got to be out the door. You got to be out the door, however it is. Simple. You can't be contaminated if you do. Man, what are you going to tell the Lord then? What happens if she or he contaminate you and then you're not raptured, the pastor? Who are you going to hold it against? The Lord? Your brother and sister? No, yourself. Hallelujah. Yourself. This is why he says that whosoever will save his life will lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for the sake, you got to be willing to lose it. A lot of people are not willing to lose it. No, you got to be willing to lose it. That's what the Lord has been telling us. We cannot corrupt ourselves. We got to be willing to lose our life. Brother, that's very difficult. Oh, yes, it is. What do you think happened to the disciples? To the prophet? What do you think they went through? You think it was easy for them to leave the family they have to? They did it for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, Sister Loretta has, that's the ingredient that will help people. She said you may find it like in store, like Tractor Supply, online store already, or sold out. Put in the link, one of the link, if you can find it online quickly, and put in the link in the chat room, and people can look for it. And then we can share it with our family, with their family, and just, we want to have the information. Hallelujah. It's very important. Inverse misting. Okay. So now we have, what, three medications that will help people with the vaccine. That's awesome. That's what, you know, we got to provide the information to the people. The most important thing is repenting. And everything we say, take it and pray also. Okay? We're giving you the word, though. Take it and pray up and listen to the word. Take it into prayer always. Always. You don't need to take my word, but you can take God's word for sure 100% and never fail. It's always right. Always righteous. His word, heaven will pass. Earth will pass, but not his word. Okay? Not his word. His word will not pass. And this is why when someone gives you a word, take it into prayer. Always. Because the time, we are in the time where these decisions have to be made. Jesus said it will be this way. So the decision has to be made. Everyone has to make the decision for the kingdom, for the Lord. You're not doing it because, no, you're doing it for the Lord, for the kingdom. Okay? Very important. Okay? It's what Jesus said that people will have to do. And he said to them all, and any man will come to after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. So how many other people that he said it? Did he just say this to the disciple? No. This will be for the church back then, for the church during their time, and for this time, this church, us. If he said to them all, that include us, if any man will come after me, who are we coming after? Jesus. Let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow him. That's why repenting is daily. Taking your cross daily, you're repenting your sin. Cross, it represents forgiveness of sins, my brother and sister. Sacrifice Jesus made for you and I, forgiveness of sin. So we repent daily. This is daily, he says. Take up that cross daily. Okay? Very important. My brother and sister, I know that the cross also means all the things that you have to deal with, your daily trouble, yes. But the cross represents forgiveness. His sacrifice on the cross, which brought us forgiveness of sin. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Here is 2 Corinthians 5:10, the judgment of Christ. For we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to what he had done, whether it be good or bad. Okay? Remember years ago, everybody was wondering, the body of Christ, what is that? The seat, the judgment seat of Christ, what is that? Is that the white throne judgment? And a lot of the pastors and leaders says no. They believe that this is because this is the part of the reward where we will be rewarded. And I was sitting in a place in heaven, and my life was being brought right before me. I remember a few years ago, the things that I did brought right before me, and I share how I share the gospel for the Lord and led people to the Lord there. And so it was, and I knew this was the judgment seat of Christ, that place, holy redeemed right there. How they bring your life just before you and they tell you the things you've done. It's incredible. And the bride will be rewarded there for the good things. Okay? The bad will not be ignored. Let me tell you, the bad will not be ignored. Okay? We got to keep that in mind. Judgment seat of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 3:6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heir of the same body, partaker of the same promise in Christ by the gospel. And I know what I say here on the Lord's Hour, a lot of churches were not there to say it in the congregation. This is why the church system is being changed by God, by the Lord. Okay? The Lord is changing because it's supposed to be about a personal relationship with Jesus, with God. That was what's in the garden, a family who had a personal relationship with God, who ended up failing God. Okay? The system of the church for many years had not worked. It had not worked. Everybody knows that. Okay? Because you had a few taking advantage of the many. And that's not what God planned a church to be for. Church was to edify his people, the body of Christ, and for everyone to grow in relationship with Jesus. But the church was not about that. Okay? And so God had decided to change that. And this is what a lot of people who were in the church system now wants to come on YouTube and make video on how the church is to be, to try to bring that religious spirit back onto people. And people are saying, no, no more. No more. People want relationship because that's what they need. They want to experience Jesus in relationship because that's what they need. One thing is what the leader, religious leader, wants. And another thing is what God wants to have with humanity, his people. If you think that bringing people religion to their life is going to bring them back to the same system they were before, you're wasting your time. No. There is a quickening in people's spirit right now, an awakening to relationship, because God is provoking that in humanity now. Yes, there are people being vaccinated because people have to finally choose whether they choose the Lord. Like Elisha said, choose today who will ye serve. Okay? Joshua said it, Elisha said it. If Baal is God, go after him. But if the Lord is God, serve him. And that's it's in relationship. You serve God in relationship. You seek God in relationship. If you're going to serve God, he says, serve him. Okay, but if Baal, God goes after him. Baal was not God, so there was no way they can go after Baal. But God is God. And he showed to them that he was God by the sacrifice. My brother and sister, sacrifice always represents what Jesus did on the cross, and you and I taking your cross daily in relationship. If you miss that relationship, because the church said you must make a sacrifice to give your tithes and offering and come to church every Sunday. That's a sacrifice that they asked of people for many years. But then people were empty and not happy because only the Lord can make us happy, not religion. If you turn this grace, salvation, and relationship of Jesus Christ into religion, you'll make people's life miserable, miserable. But if you lead them to Christ, to have a relationship with him one-on-one, to seek him daily and repent to him, then they'll find joy, peace, untold, by undescribable with him. You'll find him. You'll find him, and you'll find yourself in him, in relationship. When I say you find yourself in him, a lot of people don't even know what I'm talking about, because that only can happen through relationship with Jesus. Can only happen that way, not through religion, not through church. The church has failed, man. That's why going back to the old way, God's not going to allow that. Jesus will not stand for that. God will not stand for that anymore. He has told me and many other people, things are not going back the way they used to. God was not pleased the way people were coming to him through church. Because when you are religion to relationship, it becomes idolatry. Again, when you are religion to relationship, if you bring church into the garden, you make Adam and Eve an idol worshiper. And no one idol worshiper will inherit the kingdom of heaven, the Bible says. You can't do that. That's what church has been doing to humanity, turning the grace of God into a religion, the freedom of God into bondage, my brother and sister. And when you do that, you make people's life miserable because they're always thinking, is there anything more? Is there anything else? And when you are in relationship with the Lord and you're walking with him, you never say, is there anything else? Because you feel fulfilled with him. That fulfillment is missing in many people. Very few can say, oh, I'm so happy with the Lord. Very few people can say that. A handful of people can say that. Very few. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. They have not experienced him as being enough for them because they have grown up in church and what they know is religion. And through religion, you can become more an idol worshiper than having a relationship with God through religion. But the relationship with him, he teaches you what is freedom, how it is to be free, that whom the Son set free, it is free indeed. In him, seeking him, serving him, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. My brother and sister, that's when you understand what he said. My brother and sister, that the Spirit of the Lord was in him. Hallelujah. And that he came, that's when you understand that he came, when he set you free personally. That's when you understand what he said, that he came to set the captive free. If I am free, I can talk about freedom. If I'm not free, I have no idea what freedom is. To me, it's just knowledge, but not experience. But when you experience him, praise you, Lord. You can only worship him and say how great thou art. Every day, thank you, Lord. You spend your life thanking him, praising him. When you know him, when you meet him, hallelujah. You want to know how was my experience with Jesus? Go back to 2012 and listen to my message. What did I do through that? All those messages? Thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, I'm thanking the Lord always, praising him always, of being in his presence with him, one-on-one, being loved by him mightily. You come out of his presence, and he says, go share my revelation with my children, he says, after being in his presence. All I can say is, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My brother and sister, through the how of the whole message, I had a brother that says, I cannot listen to Brother Elvie because he brings these teachings. Yeah, they're interesting. They're really good. But all he does is praise. Cannot listen to that, the guy said. Cannot listen to him always praising the Lord. Because he was used to religion. He went to different churches. He visited different churches. And what he knew was religion. He didn't knew relationship. He invited me to sit one day in the Mendanos. I was coming out of prayer with the Lord. The Lord was in my house that afternoon. His presence was so strong, me falling to my knees and never getting up again. But I looked at the hour and I said, in prayer, I'm looking at the hour. I was in prayer with the Lord and he was present, was so powerful, I could not even move. I look at the hour and I said, oh, Lord, I got to meet with the brother. Tell him I will meet him in Mendano. He was waiting for me. I didn't even notice. I went to Mendano's and the presence of the Lord filled the place and he was like, what? How can the presence of the Lord be so strong here in Mendanos? We're not even in church, he said. Oh, the Lord just comes to me anywhere I am. Doesn't matter if I'm in church worshiping, you know. Like a brother said, there's more presence I got right now in your house Like, you know, when you're in church and you're worshiping God and that strong presence comes over you, there's a stronger presence than you have right now, Brother Ellie. And I said, yes, when he comes, that's the way it is. His presence is just so strong, like you're deep worshiping, and that presence feels you so strong. Stronger than that, he's in my house. When he comes, praise the Lord. He fell on his knees, speaking in tongue, and he could not even stop. Just speaking in tongue, because of the presence of the Lord. He said, it's so strong. It's stronger than when I'm in worship in church, he says. When we're all together, he says, it's such a strong presence. How can you, this presence of the Lord be so strong in your house, he says. Just because of my house, I invite him to come, and he comes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm used to that. I love it. That's what I want to read. That's what he told me, that he will come. He says, seek me fast in your house, and I will come, he says. And a prophet that said, there's more presence of God in your house than in many churches around. God will say to you, man, I come there to be with you, the Lord said to you. And I said, thank you. So awesome. He does. In relationship, that's what happened. He comes. He came this morning. Took me out of my body. But I knew he was taking me to hell. And I, uh-oh. He got me there so quickly, I opened my eyes, I'm looking at hell. Oh, no. Lord, please, I don't want to go in there. He says, you must go there, he says to me. Okay? Please, I beg him again, no, you must go and share. Okay? And he says to me, they're making their choice. When they take the vaccine, they're making the choice. They're making their own choice, Jesus. And when he put me in hell, more like a push than a pull, I began to walk. And I encountered my sister who's been vaccinated for about a month and a half there. Her soul was there. She greeted me like she always has for many years. She says to me, little brother, it was my sister that I love so much there. Just as her body is here. Oh, my tear just, tear was running out of my eyes of seeing her soul there. This is terrible. The decision they're making is terrible. Terrible. They're being deceived. My brother and sister, they're being deceived. They're being deceived. They think that the vaccine will protect them against the virus. But only the Lord can protect us, truly protect us. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, this is sad. When the disciple in Matthew 24:3 set upon the Mount of Olives, the disciple came unto him privately, saying, which is asking, tell us, what should these things be? What should be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? My brother and sister, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. They're being deceived by their own fellow man, their own fellow government, their own fellow politician, their own medical practitioner that they trusted. I told people for many years that if you trust in your doctor, it's wrong. Jesus told me this, that I should only trust him for my health, that I should not be trusting man. I tell the story that one day I was sick I have begun my relationship with Jesus. Or Jesus has begun his relationship with me. I'm sorry that I said the other way around. He has begun to come to me, my brother and sister. And I told Jesus, Lord, you are my doctor. You are the one that will heal me, Lord. He has begun to use me mightily in healing. He was healing several people, from many of them from cancer. Many years ago, cancer was incurable, and mostly still is. And the Lord, by just laying hand on people, he was removing cancer. People could come to the doctor and be checked again. They would not find anything. They will be healed totally by him. And we will be praising the Lord in church, in the service, in presence in the service, in the chapel in the service. And Jesus always came when we asked him to come. That was incredible. He's so faithful. And I told Jesus, Lord, be you my doctor, Lord. I don't want to trust men for my healing, Lord, but you. And one day I began to have high blood pressure. I went to see a doctor. He prescribed me medication for high blood pressure. My brother and sister, I started having liver problem. And the doctor gave me medication for that too. And I began to take pills. They took blood. They take it to the, they send it out to the clinics. And they checked my blood and he said, this is what you need, Elvie. I started taking medication for high blood pressure. And a whole year passed. And one day, the Lord came and went to the service. And I was crying out to the Lord. I said, Lord, why haven't you healed me, Lord? And Jesus spoke to me and said, you told me that I will be your doctor, but you had not asked, you had not trusted me to heal you. If you would just ask me to heal you by faith, I would have healed you. But you went and saw men first. Jesus said, oh, I said, Lord, I'm so sorry. I cried. I said, Lord, I'm so sorry. Because I dare say those things he told me. That he will be my doctor. That he will be my healer. And me seeing so many miracles. How dare I went to a doctor, secular doctor, my brother and sister. How dare I? And I repented so much. And I said, Lord, I'm so sorry. He forgave me. And I said, Lord, would you please heal me, Lord? And he said, yes, receive. His power went over me, all over my body, mightily. At that very moment, I knew I was healed. I knew I had no more high blood pressure problem. And I went and checked myself with the doctor. I said, I'm going to check myself. And I did know. Normal. Normal. Check my high blood pressure. He said, it's because you eat this. It's because you eat that. I went back and ate this and I ate that. My high blood pressure was normal. No more. He healed me. Yes, we got to keep a wise diet. Can't be eating any junk. Not be throwing any junk into your body. Got to be wise. Vegetable is the best. Fruit is the best. Anything after that is garbage, my brother and sister. We got to be wise in what we eat. But if you make the Lord your healer, if you make the Lord your doctor, your personal PCP, he will be that. He will be your doctor. He is the Lord that healeth thee. He sent his word to the children of Israel in the wilderness, and he healed them all. He can do the same with you and I. One word of him will completely heal you. But we say, Lord, I trust you to heal me. And then you run to the doctor first. You're being unfaithful. He told me, you're being unfaithful to me, he says. Oh, I repented so much. You said that I be your doctor, but then you went and ran to man. Humanity, before they asked the Lord to heal them from the coronavirus, instead of trusting the Lord for the healing and be willing to die trusting him, they go and take this dirty, wicked, evil killer by sin into their body. Vile weapon. He told about vile weapon that will come in the last day. And that's what that is. And you're trusting on a chemical, on a weapon that can kill you. My brothers and sisters, people got angry at a president of South Syria when with vile weapon he killed many women and children, and people were so angry. Why aren't you angry at your politician when they put that dirty vaccine into your blood? Okay? We see righteousness where we want to see it, not where it is. We compare righteousness with anything when there's only one righteousness in our Lord Jesus Christ. Only one righteous, but we want to see righteousness everywhere. Now, see things for what they are. Ask the Lord to open your eye to see evil when it comes to you. So when next time they want to give you that vaccine, you can see evil in the person. You can see evil in the vaccine. You can discern good from evil. My brother and sister, the Bible said there will be a generation that will call evil good and good evil. This is what this generation is. My brother and sister, hallelujah. That is the truth, sister said. People pray about Hurricane Ida, but they didn't pray about the vaccine exactly. They call evil vaccine good, but they call the gospel of Jesus Christ evil. My brother and sister, the only hope of humanity, they call it evil. But the evil vaccine, they call it good. You see how it is in the last day? All the tables are turned. Hallelujah. They're all following after the Antichrist in the last day. The ministry of the Antichrist that the Bible said will be in action has been in action in the United States and the world. That's why in this country and in the world are fascinating people. I don't say that from the island that I come, the Dominican Republic, they don't fascinate people. Everyone is being fascinated. My aunts, my uncles, my family. My brother and sister, I'm praying my mom is coming to the U.S. next week, I believe it is, that she will not have to take the vaccine, because now they're requiring the vaccine in the airport before you fly. They're requiring people to be vaccinated. I'm asking her to make sure she have a letter from her doctor where they won't require her to vaccine. She doesn't want to take it. My brother and sister, but I know that if they push it into her, she will. But I'm praying she won't. My brother and sister, Bill Gates is already planning that, sister, to vaccinate all those people in Nigeria, to provide vaccine sorrow. And Bill Gates has been talking about those places, Nigeria, Africa, to bring the vaccine to them, Ghana, to bring the vaccine to all those people, South Africa. My brother and sister, they're planning their evil. We need to pray. Church need to rise and pray. Lord, no more, Lord, no more. When the church says no, when the church can discern the evil and pray that it will not bring out to their family, their people, God can have mercy, because his mercy endures forever. My brother and sister, so they asked Jesus, what will be the sign of his coming? And if you look at the word, be ye not deceived, do not take the vaccine that they will offer you. Because they're deceiving people to take the vaccine. So that the word under deceiving goes under vaccine, or vaccine goes under deceiving. If they're deceiving you to take the vaccine because of the virus, It goes under the word that Jesus said, be ye not deceived. Do not take them by sin, or they will deceive you through them by sin. Okay? That's in the sermon of God. Okay? I asked the Lord, Lord, why did you told us here in the Lord's hour not to take them by sin? Because other people were saying, how come God had not told other people? Some people were telling me. So I asked the Lord. And Jesus looked at me and said, because ye, my people, are special to me. He said, oh, that really made my day. We are special to Jesus. We are special to God. And it's not that God don't love the world. God does love the world. He gave his son for the world. My brothers and sisters, but we need to continue to cry out to him. Pray for one another. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. They come, hallelujah, they identify themselves as religious people, I am Christ, because they come in his name, my brother and sister. And so they see many. Christ represents God. They say they represent God too. You see? They say they represent God. Like Christ represents God. Like him. Not as him. Or because they're not him. But they want to tell humanity that they are religious people that represent God in the church of them. Are joining the government to vaccinate people. That should not be so. If the church were walking in the sermon of the Lord, knowing what is evil, discerning what is evil, knowing what is evil, they will be the ones standing telling the government, no, not in our church. That by seeing is evil. See? But this generation is calling evil good. Imagine God sitting in his throne looking at this, looking down, my brother and sister. But that also reveal the spiritual falling state of the churches, because they are the one going with the flow of evil that is on this earth. Instead of being the one who discern evil, okay, who stay away from evil, that's what wisdom, according to Proverbs, is, to be able to discern evil from good. But because there's no none of it in them, they cannot discern it. My brother and sister, if you lack wisdom, the Bible said, ask of God. He will not withhold his wisdom to give it to you. So why, if you've been going to church for so many years, have you not asked God for wisdom, church? If you claim you've been serving God and leading people to God, how come you've been not asking God for wisdom? How come when they bring the evil by sin into your building, you are the first to say, yes, 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 we want to bust in our member and anybody in the community who needs it? No. No. It should not be so. A blind cannot lead the blind, Jesus said. Oh, they both fall in the hole together. My brother and sister, this teaches people how blind the church system is, because they're the evil by sin. They are giving it to the member in the communities. And that should not be so. How come leaders, pastors, are the first one being vaccinated? Why are they the one in the front leading people to be vaccinated, telling people to be vaccinated, when they're supposed to be the one that see from God, evil come? You see? You see what this meant? Oh, but when I said this years ago, oh, people got really angry at me. How can you criticize pastor in church? Who do you think he are? Well, I told people time will reveal the truth You can wait for it. You can continue to repent daily and see what's coming, because the Lord in his mercy is the one upholding us, keeping us. It's not because we, no, it's because the Lord in his mercy and his grace. But his grace is sufficient for everyone, not just us, everyone. Whoever, whosoever come to him, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But the problem is, if they're not calling upon the name of the Lord, how can they be saved? My brother and sister, if they think they're fine and that taking the vaccine will keep them protected from the virus, it's not even keeping them protected. Look at the lies. The vaccine is not even keeping them protected from the virus, because even after they take the vaccine, they got now to take a booster every year now. Still need to keep taking a vaccine every year. And they were told they only needed to take the vaccine once. Shalom, Sister Renee. So what happened? They've been deceived. BG now deceived because they trusted on men. That is why they trusted on men. And the Antichrist, the fallen one, took advantage of seeing how humanity thinks they're fine without God, without Jesus, and offer them a vaccine that will make them part, that will make a covenant between them and man, that will take the vaccine and make them part of his kingdom. And that's what Jesus showed me this morning. Those that are taking the vaccine are making a covenant with the Antichrist. As when we receive Christ into our life, we're making a covenant with God through Christ. So are people making a covenant with the Antichrist when they take the vaccine. A sister that took the vaccine, she was a Christian for many years, and took the vaccine the other days. Demon appeared in her room and said, now you belong to us. And she was rebuking them, called the pastor for help. Pastor, I need you to help me rebuke this demon out of my room. This is what they're saying to me, telling her that she belongs to them now, and she's rebuking them, and they're laughing. Rebuking them, and they're laughing, and they're still there. Pastor, I need you to rebuke them. I don't know what's going on, Pastor. And the pastor said, I have a question for you. Did you took the vaccine? Oh, yes, a few days ago. No wonder. See? It's not going to protect you. The vaccine is not going to protect you. On the contrary, it will open you up for a whole evil world that you have no idea is there. My brothers and sisters, the sorrow of death compass me about. Near of death lay ahead of me. Hallelujah. Snare. Everything that I can bring to you. My brothers and sisters, hell is naked before him, and destruction has no covering. God sees everything. God knows everything. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Hallelujah. They're in hell now. They're in hell. Jesus says it's of their own choice. Hallelujah. There you go. Hallelujah. You see? Sister said that the government just did and announced that the vaccine is one of the highest rate of hospitalization, people ending up in the hospital. That's it. It is a weapon against humanity. It's terrible. But the wicked shall be turned into hell. Or be part of hell. Turn, be part. And all the nations that forget God, they're becoming part of the Antichrist hell system. My brother and sister. Now, the part that follow it, the part that follow are those that are being vaccinated is taking the mark of the beast. Okay? Taking the mark of the beast. Because the Bible says he makes all, rich and poor, small and great, to take a mark on the forehead or on the hand. I knew when I was in hell this morning, when Jesus took me, that those that are taking the vaccine will have no choice to say yes to the Antichrist for whatever he offers them now. From now and on, those that are taking the vaccine, he will make, manipulate, control, because it does have nanotechnology in it. When the Bible says he will make, I always wonder, why does it say he'll make them? Is it going to be by force, my brother and sister? Is it going to be by force? Praise you, Jesus. He causes all. He'll make all, another translation says, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on the right hand or on the forehead. How can he make people take the mark? Or how he can control people? How he can cause? The King James says, he causes all. How can he cause people to take a mark? Because it's about control. He will have to be controlling people to do such a thing. My brother and sister, he cannot just make people take a mark, because people will say no. Here's a Bible that took over 30 years of prayer and study for this Bible to be translated, the complete Jewish Bible. Careful by every word and prayer by every word, also enforces everyone. Okay? AI so enforces everyone. You see that in that word also? Very clear how AI so forces everyone, great and small, poor and free, slave, to receive a mark on the right hand or on the forehead. My brother, it's so clear that he's going to use technology, nanotechnology, control, AI technology, to make everyone be controlled, because it's the only way he can force people to take the vaccine. Force, by force. But the force is not like grab them there and let me put this on them. No. The force is that the force that they have put inside them, control, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Control. AI intelligent, artificial intelligence. Hallelujah. God's word translation, the second piece forces all people, important and unimportant, rich and poor, free people and slaves, to be branded on the right hand or on the forehead. My brother and sister. Branded what every company does to their product that belongs to them. They put a title and they put a number to identify the product. So through the vaccine, every single, you see now that if you scan a product, it will give you even a price. It will give you the information of the product. Now if you scan a person with the same scanner that's been vaccinated, it gives you a number. Why is it giving you a number? Because the person is being branded. Every human being that is being vaccinated is being branded. As I tell you, if you look at it in different Bible translations, you see the meaning right there so clear. People are being branded. Why? Because now they're owned by the Antichrist. They own by him. And now because they own by him, they have to have his name. Let me look it up real quickly, what they need to have. Once they brand it, what do they need to have? Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Look it up in the King James first. Hallelujah. The branding that is being put in it is a number. Count the number of the beast, like a product number. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Same 666 that the vaccine number has. Some people that are being scanned a large, I believe it, 11 or 12 numbers, when you scan them now, come up. And so you can do this even if you if you're in a mall, in a restaurant, in the shopping, and you put the scanner on your cell phone and you have it there, and these people go by that are vaccinated, it was scanning quickly, and it'll give you a large number of that person. And that number is the brand. And the foundation of the number is the 666, the system of the beast, the system of the Antichrist, my brother and sister. Okay, people are doing this online, and they're shocked how this is coming up on their iPhone, on their Android phone, as people being scanned. It's coming up. But here's the thing, what I told you about wisdom. Here is the wisdom, verse 18. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast. It's going to require the wisdom of God, because it is in wisdom that you will be able to discern good from evil, but the wisdom of God. So when it's presented to you through the vaccine, you say, no, I'm not taking that garbage. Hallelujah. Not taking it. Because God gives you that wisdom to discern good from evil, my brother and sister. But if you don't have it, you think that because the government is offering it to you, oh, it's fine. No, it's not. Hallelujah. No, it's not. Praise the Lord. No, it's not. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Here is Proverbs 8:11. For wisdom is better than rubies, and in all things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, disclose knowledge, and learn thoughts. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride, arrogant, in the evil way, in froward mouth, do I hate. Counsel is mine, sounding wisdom and understanding and strength. I have strength. Hallelujah. By me, King reign and praises decree justice. And it starts giving you a whole list of what you can do or what God will let you see. I lead in the way of righteousness, verse 20, righteousness, and in the midst of the path of judgment. Okay? Thank you, Lord, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill the treasure. The Lord possesses me in the beginning of his way, before his work of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning ever that the earth was. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. We need wisdom. And the last day, we need to pray for wisdom. And the last day, because we need to see the arrogance, the evil way that is being brought before us. My brother and sister, who findeth me, findeth life, and to obtain, will obtain the favor of the Lord. But he that sinned against me wrong his own soul, and they that hate me love death. Those that are sinning and not repenting daily as they should, they are warning their own soul. That's why the soul is ending up in hell. And they that hate me, they love dead. That is the Antichrist and the devil and all of them together. They're loving that system because they hate the Lord. The gospel of salvation for the soul, they hate it. They've been rejecting it. And when they do that, my brother and sister, they get themselves in so much trouble, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. We are in the last days. In the last days, the more we repent, hallelujah, of our sins and trespasses and the blood of Jesus cleanses us and ask for wisdom during this time, the more we'll see and stay away from the things that are not of God. That's what God will want us to be doing. More than everything, seeking him, my brother and sister. seeking him more than everything. Not just, hallelujah, going about our life, ignoring what God is saying to us through his prophet, his servant, his word that's been written for thousands of years. No. He will want us to be listening to him because he's speaking to us, my brother and sister. And he speaks to us directly through his spirit and to our spirit. He's speaking us to dreams and vision. How people know our dreams and vision. But God came to Abraham in a dream and told Abraham where to go. My brother and sister, Abraham did not question the dream. He came to Jacob in a dream and told Jacob to go and that he will be with him and he'll come back to the land. And Jacob, through the dream, listened to God, received the word that it was from God, and never questioned what God said to him, whether it was a God or not. He just believed. Because when God speaks to you through a dream or a dream or a vision, you just got to believe. You can't sit there and question, Lord, you know, when your spirit, your heart, who God is greater than your heart. If your heart condemns you, the Bible says, greater is God. So God is saying to your heart, look, I'm speaking to you, my servant. And then you're there like, oh, you know, I'm going to have to. Yeah, you can always take it in prayer like Gideon. But nothing will change, you see, when it's God. Gideon asked for a sign, dry land, wet land, and God gave him the sign. But God's plan, what God told him, still stand. And that's how you know when God is speaking to you. It's a standing. It's a firm. It's a happening. And it all happens. Sometimes you don't see things happen right away, but it happens when God tells you, I'm going to do this. Sometimes it's not tomorrow or the day after. Sometimes it can be a few weeks, few months, few years. But he all bring it to pass. It's the thing. Not necessarily will we know when unless he says something. Okay, but it's for us to trust him and seek him and repent and ask him always for help. My brother and sister, that's what he wants us to be doing every day, seeking him. Hallelujah. My son, let not these depart from thine eye. Keep sound in wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul. Grace around thy neck. What's more important? Why did God want your soul to be protected? Why does he want to give life to your soul? Because your soul is you. I saw many souls are those that are vaccinated in hell. Why are they there? Why did I see them walking lost and confused? My brothers and sisters. And there they're being deceived even more. If on earth they were being deceived by the government and the devil, in hell, they're totally opening for the demon, the Antichrist, to deceive them. I saw it. I saw rivers and lakes of lie in hell. They're not even there. There's no water in hell. But these demons now are deceiving these souls that are there. They're giving them the lies. Just to have them be lost forever. My brother and sister, no. They're being lied all the time. Then shall I walk in thy way safely, the Lord is saying, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of desolation or of the wicked when it comes. My brother and sister, the Lord wants to keep his safe or alive. My brother and sister, we must walk in the way of the Lord. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy fruit from being snared. My brother and sister, the devil wants to snare people, fascinate them. and make them part of his kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is with us. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the just. Surely he scorned the scorners, but he that he give grace to the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame be for the promotion of fool. That's what I saw, people being shamed, full of shame in hell this morning when the Lord took me there. And I begged the Lord that I didn't, when I saw he was taking me there, no, Lord, please don't take me there, Lord. No, he says, you must see, for and you will share. The wise will inherit glory, a crown of glory will give it to the bride, the Bible says. But shame shall be the promotions of fools. Five foolish bride that did not have the lamb with oil. That is for oil. My brother and sister, his word is true evermore. Hallelujah. His word is ever true evermore. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the word of my mouth, the Lord is saying there. This is what we need, wisdom and understanding in the last day, to discern the plan of the Antichrist. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all that getting. Get understanding. This is how he's going to preserve us in the last day, with his wisdom. These people that are taken by sin, they are not asking God for wisdom. They're not asking the Lord to lead them. They're not asking the Lord whether they should take the by sin or not. They're taking it because the government is offering them for them for free. And they're thinking they're going to be safe. No. All safety is in the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Not in the vice made by man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hear, O my son, receive my saying, and the year of the life shall be many. Eternal life in Christ is what God is offering us. My brother and sister, hallelujah. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right path. Hallelujah. When thou goest, thy step should not be hastened. And when thou run, thou shalt not stumble. Hold fast to my instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is life. Instruction, wisdom, is being coherent, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Say a wisdom, she is my sister, also said. I believe she's also our mother, my brother and sister. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of man. Enter not into the hospital to take the by sea. And go not in the way of men. Do not go into the place where people are being vaccinated. That's what wisdom will say to you and I. Do not go into the place where people are lining up to take the vaccine. Do not go into the path of the wicked. And these men are not trusting in the Lord. These doctors are not praying anymore. A lot of the doctors are rejecting the gospel. A lot of hospitals are saying, don't you come and share the gospel here. Bibles are being removed from the court system. Our nation is turning wicked. What makes you think that you should trust them in their vices? If they're turning their back to the Lord, if they're turning the way away from the way of the Lord, what makes you think their vices is safe? What makes you think their vices is safe if they've been rejecting the Lord? My brother and sister, oh, my Lord, thank you, Jesus. But the path of the just is as a shining light, shine more and more unto the perfect day. We worry about coming close in relationship with Jesus every day. The rest is history to us. We don't want to know. We don't want to be there. We don't want to be partaker of what they're doing. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. As they have turned away from the Lord, they become so wicked that they don't know the hallelujah. In the darkness they're in, they don't know what they stumble. This by sin is a stumble for humanity. It's a thing for them to fall even deeper away from God. My brother and sister, I cried so much this morning when I saw my own sister, Saul in hell, who took the bicing a month and a half ago, and my own brother. Seeing family member in hell, Saul, that had taken the bicing, and so many brothers and sisters, and so many of our people in our community, people from this earth, Saul, that's been taken of our sin on hell, walking in a part of hell I never been to. A play of the Antichrist. That place is known as the Antichrist. Place for the Antichrist, the body of the Antichrist. And I knew there that those that had taken of my sin had made a covenant with the Antichrist to be part of his body. They have taken in now the part of his body. My brother, not no more at the body of Christ, but at the body of the Antichrist. My brother and sister, this is so sad. This is so sad. This is where humanity has been heading, because they have refused to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'll be back up for this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Melissa with Midnight Hour Oil. I wanted to come out today and just share a couple things with you that I think will encourage you and remind us that we really are out of time, church, and what we do right now is just so important. The first thing I wanted to share, this was maybe a week or two ago, I received an email from someone, and they were talking about the timing of the rapture, asking me when I thought it was, telling me what somebody else had told them. And so I woke up and I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about the timing of it, and do we have more time? Just contemplating this email in my mind, what this person said, what I responded. And as I was doing this, very, very gently, very softly, but clearly, I heard in my spirit the words, time is up. Time is up. And I knew that that was the Holy Spirit basically responding to my reasoning, my thoughts about the timing. And I looked up that idiom, and this is what it said. The period of time, meaning time is up, the period of time allowed for something is ended. As in, turn in your paper, students, time is up. This idiom uses up in the sense of completed or expired. A usage dating from about 1400. All right, so I didn't go out and share this, but then my husband and I went to my friend Vera's and Pete's last weekend for dinner, and as we were there, Pete had shared something that he was shown when he woke up one morning. I believe it was in a vision. It came before him, and he said he saw, just like in those old-time movies, okay, when the movie was coming to completion, you know, those kinds that were on the round, the reels that would project, and he said he saw the words that come up at the very end, the end, and he said those would always appear so that the person running the projector would know to stop it before the movie ended up all the way, you know, onto the other reel so they could rewind it. But anyway, he saw that in a vision, that old time, the end. And I felt like that was a confirmation of what the Lord had given me that morning. And I just went and I did a search on Bible Gateway, the end. And I just wanted to see what would come up. And the first scripture that came up was from Daniel chapter 12. And I wanted to share this because I believe this is encouraging, because it talks about the escape. Daniel actually talks about that. In Daniel 12, it says, at that time, Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress such has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time, your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. Everyone whose name is found written in the book will be delivered. And he goes on to say, multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. All right. Now, you can cross-reference this with 1 Corinthians 15, 51-53, where the Apostle Paul talks about the escape, the rapture. And, you know, I wasn't going to say this, but what we believe about this really is critical. And I feel like I should say this. If a person does not believe, all right, that Jesus died for their sins, can that person be saved? If a person who doesn't believe that Jesus heals, that God heals today, can that person be healed? See, there's a principle within the Word of God that what we receive is based upon what we believe, right? It's faith, faith. This is how we come into salvation. This is how we receive healing or anything from the Lord, through faith. And Maurice Scholar, and I uploaded a portion of the video where he shared this, had said that he had been listening to some TV evangelist. He didn't name the person, but this person was really coming against the pre-tribulation rapture, and it upset Maurice so much that he went to the Lord in prayer about it. And what he shared was very sobering. He said the Lord basically told him that if a person does not believe my promise to rescue them from the wrath to come, I have no obligation to do so. Okay, so this is important, what we believe. And it's bedrocked in Scripture. The pre-tribulation rapture is bedrocked in Scripture. And I encourage you, if you're on the fence about this, if you're somebody who says, well, I'm a pan-tribulationist, like everything's going to pan out, you might want to rethink that, because like I was sharing, the principle of believe and receive applies to the pre-tribulation rapture promise, to the rescue that Jesus speaks of when he says, pray always, you know, that you're counted worthy to escape all that's coming upon this earth and to stand before the Son of Man at the Bema Seat judgment. All right. Now, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 through 53, behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, just like what Daniel was told, and we will be changed. For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on the immortality. All right, so this is a promise in the Word of God, and we can choose to believe it, or we can, you know, go with others who say, you know, no, the church has to suffer, has to be tested, all right, which would, in fact, if that were true, negate what the blood of Jesus did for the body of Christ. He took the wrath of God on his body for us. Yes, we go through troubles and trials and tribulation. The church has been being persecuted since it was born 2,000 years ago, and nothing has changed. She's still being persecuted. Our brothers and sisters in Christ around the globe, more every day, are being persecuted, tortured, even martyred for their faith in Jesus. That's not what we're talking about when we talk about Jacob's trouble, the 7 years of tribulation coming on the earth. That are the purpose is to work with Israel. You know, God is going to bring Israel into faith in her Messiah. But I encourage you, church, take time to think through what you believe concerning the rapture, because it truly is important, based upon the biblical principle that we receive based on what we believe, our faith. It's vital. And I encourage you all just to continue, even in the difficulties that come against us, continue planting the seeds of truth, continue reaching out to unsaved family and friends. I ran into yesterday a young man, his name was Jackson, and he recognized me from my YouTube channel, and we got to talking, and just he's a very bright young man, and he had a lot that he wanted to share, and he was sharing how he had been evangelizing, but there was a lot coming against him when he was doing this, and he ended up just kind of backing away from it, and it seemed like all of that began to clear up, and things got a little better. But what I shared with him was what I want to share with you. There is going to be a day that we stand before the Lord, and this day, that at the Bema Seat Judgment, when he gives us eternal life, because we haven't received it, we're walking in it, but it's not complete. We have yet to receive eternal life. And when our bodies and our entire being is redeemed that day, what will we be holding in our hands? And this isn't about works. This is not about a works teaching. It's about how much do we love Jesus. When we realize how much he gave for us and how much he did for us to give us eternal life, we're going to want something to give him. And if the works that we did here amount to nothing more than wood, hay, and stubble, I mean, what will we have to present to the Lord? So it's important that we are right now listening to Holy Spirit to show us those divine appointments, opportunities to share our faith in love, to do what we do out of love, because that's the only thing that's going to count. As Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 13, anything that's done outside of a motive of love isn't even going to count. But looking for those opportunities so that when we stand before the Lord, we will have a crown. We will have something that we can present and throw at his feet to thank him, to worship him for all that he's done for us. It's just something to think about, something to pray about, church. But I hope that this message has encouraged you, and as always, it is my prayer that we will all continue to keep our lamps burning bright while we wait for Jesus. I love you all. God bless you.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me today. Today is September the 7th of 2021. I'd like to bring you another word from the Lord today and also to share my thoughts that came with this word. The title of this word today is The Return of the Lord. This is a very simple title and yet encompasses much. It brings many questions to our minds and many thoughts regarding the events that will take place prior to the Lord's return. Some believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. Others believe in a post-tribulation rapture. Those who believe in a post-tribulation rapture would have many questions and many thoughts and many fears, because those times will be very difficult times. Even now, there are those who are preparing for the worst to come. Some are stockpiling food in preparation for food shortages, and others are losing their jobs because they are not conforming to the mandates being directed toward them, threatening their freedoms. We all are feeling the negative pressure around us, and we want to fight back. And yet, we feel helpless. As I sought to hear from the Lord this morning, I wanted detail. How am I to prepare for the times ahead? I'm sure there are others who are doing the same. They are seeking the Lord for answers in this day of how to live in these times, and are struggling with fear and apprehension. I did not receive these details from the Lord today. Instead, the Lord brought to my attention the victory of his return and highlighted the outpouring of his Spirit in these last days. And so before I deliver the word, I want to share some scriptures with you regarding the work the Holy Spirit is doing in our hearts and lives today, so that we understand we are not alone. The Lord has given us a very true helper who will help us navigate the times we are living in. Ezekiel 36, verses 26 through 27. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and be careful to obey my rules. This scripture speaks of the work of the Holy Spirit to soften a hardened heart, that our hearts would be pliable to obeying the Lord. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3 to 6. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of service, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. This scripture highlights the attribute of the Holy Spirit to give giftings to the body of Christ and abilities to serve the Lord. Luke 4, verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. This scripture highlights the anointing given by the Holy Spirit to do the work of Christ, to preach the gospel, and to bring healing to those in need. Isaiah 11:2, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Here we see the Holy Spirit gives wisdom and understanding, as well as counsel and knowledge. Galatians 5:22. 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. This scripture speaks of the fruit of the Holy Spirit that is growing in the lives of believers. There are many more attributes of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit empowers us to be God's witnesses. He teaches us all things and brings to our remembrance all that we've learned about the Lord. He guides us into all truth. He declares to us things that are to come. He comprehends the thoughts of God and searches the heart and knows a person's thoughts. He intercedes for us according to the will of God. He seals us as belonging to God, and he gives us revelation. These are the works of the Holy Spirit. This is what the Holy Spirit is doing in hearts and lives during this time. And the Lord promised an outpouring of his Holy Spirit in these last days, as we read in Joel 2, verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And not only did the Lord promise that he would pour out his Spirit in great measure in these last days to help us navigate through them, but he also promised to pour out his glory. Habakkuk 2, verse 14. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. So this is the atmosphere in which we will be experiencing the last days. We have the help of the Holy Spirit and the outpouring of the glory of God upon us. And there's more good news. When the Lord comes, he will defeat the enemy with an overwhelming victory suddenly. Revelation 17, verse 14. They will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them, because he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers. Revelation 19, verse 19 and 20. Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against the rider on the horse and his army. But the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who had performed the miraculous signs on his behalf. With these signs he had deluded those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped his image. From these scriptures, we see that when Jesus returns, the battle will be won, and it won't be a long, drawn-out battle. The Lord will come and annihilate the enemy. The Lord has made the preparations. He has us covered. I'll begin reading the word. I have set my times and seasons. I have prepared the day of salvation for the masses. I have heralded my coming through the voice of my prophets, says the Lord. I have arranged for the movings of my Spirit in the earth. So understand that the time of my return is at hand, that the stage is set for my entry as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Many mock and scoff the Lord's return. Many continue in unbelief, but they shall be without excuse on the day in which I reveal myself in all my glory. I have left a remnant in the earth who will be my witnesses. They shall carry the gospel message to the ends of the earth. Everyone will have the opportunity to hear and be saved from the waters that are rising. For it will be like in the days of Noah, when the waters covered the earth and only those who believed were saved. This deluge, however, is the flood of my Spirit that will be released. It will wash up every ungodly thing and bring holiness into the earth, says the Lord. If you think the time of my coming is in the distant future, You've not understood the message of hope is for an appointed time, that at the specified time I shall appear to all men. I have warned you of this day. I have sent my witnesses about, proclaiming the coming of the King to his temple. I have been preparing my bride for my return. I have purged her of ungodliness and brought her into holiness. I have wooed her to my side. She will be able to stand when the flood waters are released, when my glory is released into the earth. And she shall trumpet in my glory, for I have announced to her my coming and given her voice in the earth, says the Lord. The armies of the world shall gather against my elect, but with one swift swing of my sword I shall subdue the enemy. You will see the changing of the season, the ripening of the fruit, and the day of the harvest of the earth, for the time has come. No, the Lord did not give me details of how I can prepare for the coming times. Is he avoiding my concerns, or has he got them covered? One thing is for sure, we are not alone in this. The Lord is pouring out his Holy Spirit, our helper, and he's guiding us through. Jesus is at the helm of the ship, and I'm sure he will direct us moment by moment, giving us clear vision of what is ahead and how we can walk in victory through it all. Thank you for listening today. I hope this word will encourage you as it did me. Maybe in the future, the Lord will give me more detail of how to live day by day through the trying times. But even so, I have the Holy Spirit. In the midst of an outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the Lord's glory upon the earth, I can be confident to come through victoriously. Be blessed on this day. Until next time, bye for now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, God. That is, praise you, Lord. An awesome word, my brother and my sister, praise you, Lord, that comes at the right time, in the right season. And that's what the Lord does. He brings the word that we need to hear for the right time and the right season to encourage us to continue to trust him, to continue to seek him, to continue to put our trust on him, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. As the children of Israel were going through the wilderness with Moses, They question everything that they were facing. And Moses says in Exodus 20:20, Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God hath come to test you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. A lot of the things that you and I are going through, God have allowed them to be in our life or for us to go through, so we may fear not, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. That we will be totally trusting the Lord through the process and even to keep us from sinning. Because he said that you sin not. You don't realize that a lot of the things God is allowing us to go through is even to keep us from sinning, because if you're repenting, you're not sinning. If you're praying, you're not looking to sinning. You're looking for forgiveness of sin. And that's why the more we spend praying, the more we sin not. At the same time, we're being tested through the process, because it's getting us ready for heaven. As a bride of Christ, we've been chosen for this time and season, my brother and sister. And it's all God's plan, agenda for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the people stood far off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. You don't realize that God can be, or God can move and come in this time when it's so dark, and brings a great power where he can awaken the sleep. They said that there are a 40%+ of the people that have not taken the vaccines. 40%+. Fauci and the nations are worried and concerned. Why there's so many people still, and to the millions that have not been vaccinated? Because they're damned that God will put his fear on them. In his knowledge, they are awakened to know that there's something wrong with the vaccine, the government, and the people. That they should not trust them completely. And so those that have said no, even though they're not close with God, God is having mercy on them, my brother and sister. How many have died before they got vaccinated? Because God also wanted to save a lot of them. I think about the people, even the preacher that died, that I knew that if they would have been alive, they would have taken the vaccine because they thought the government would make it for their good. My brother and sister, but God, knowing their hearts and having mercy on their soul, says, no, not these. I'm taking them home and took them home before, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord said unto Moses, thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. My brother and sister, so why is that good? That God talked to them from heaven. Because God is in heaven. His throne is in heaven. He's bringing us to heaven. And the rapture of departure, my brother and sister. He is God. And from heaven, he is in control for you, for sure. You should not make with me God of silver. Neither you should go make unto you God of gold. So when you know God is in heaven, it also helps you not to be an idolater, not to sin the sin of idolatry. And that God wanted to keep the people from sinning in this way. My brother and sister, because also trusting into man can be idolatry. Trusting in the vaccine can be idolatry. Because curses the man that trusts in another man. And not only are they trusting in man, but they're trusting in man to save them. That job is only given to Jesus Christ from Father. My brother and sister, put in the trust, the soul in man's hand when they take the vaccine. Horrible. And the altar of the earth thou shalt make unto me, and shall sacrifice thereof the burnt offering, thy peace offering, thy sheep, thy oxen, in all places where I record my name. And I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. Every time we do what God is telling us to do, as he told them, we're going to be blessed when he is leading us. This is God leading them. We know that the sacrifice of animals had no effect now. But God is showing us through the life of Moses and the people that he was leading them in the wilderness. Go here, go there. We, God's people, should also be led by him. Jesus Christ is the same G. yesterday, today, and forever. As he led them, he also wants to lead us in his ways, the way of the Lord. My brother and sister, and his word is true. Hallelujah. If thou will make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stone, but if thou lift out thy stool upon it, thou hast polluted. My brothers and sisters, neither shall thou go out by step into my altar, that thou thy nakedness be not uncovered thereof. See? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. My brothers and sisters, everything healing is being brought to light. Anything that is not pleasing to God, that contaminates us, is being brought to light. What contaminated the children of Israel in regard to coming close to God and contaminating themselves with, like, the Byzantine or something that is not of God. God told them to stay away from this and that. God of silver, neither that she make God of gold. Anything that can contaminate. Oh, it's so beautiful. Look, it's that gold. Nonsense and foolishness. God says, no, idol worshiping. It's a great sin. The many sins that people are sinning with. My brother and sister, in this end of time, and we need to be in the Word and praying for wisdom. Lord, reveal me. Let me see. Let me know. All these hidden things that for years I've been hearing, he is revealing them to us to know. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, brother. Jeremiah 17:5, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in men and make flesh an arm and whose heart depart from the Lord. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. You see? My brothers and sisters, is applying 100% to the Byzantine. Those that are trusting in the Byzantine, those that are taking the Byzantine, those that are being vaccinated. Hallelujah. That is so sad. Sister says she just read a soldier woke up in their bunks and forced them to be vaccinated in Israel. These things are going to continue to increase because the Antichrist in the last day, his ministry is already at work, is offering people to join his body, his people, his kingdom. And many people who have rejected the way of the Lord are going to fall into his lies. Because as John said, he comes with all lies. All lies, the Antichrist comes. Everything he says is a lie. Even when you hear people say it's true, from the pulpit, they're saying the Byzantine is good. From the pulpit, preaching the Bible, they're telling people the Byzantine is good. When the Bible says that everything that the Antichrist brings is a lie, he brings it by sin, he brings a lie. How can you relay a lie with the truth, the Bible, the true word of God? That's what they're doing. My brother and sister, that's what they're doing. They're relating the lies with the truth. And people are falling into. Because if a lie, if a blind leads another blind, they will both fall in the hole. They're both going to fall because they're both blind. Not by them see. Neither the people, neither the leader. Neither the leader. God don't want us to walk this way. One needs to see out of the two. And the one that sees needs to repent, rebuke the other one, say, no, that's not of God. Don't take it. Don't let them put it on your body and yourself. My brother and sister, it's sad. Where in the last day the Lord can protect that? If the Lord is not your shield and your bunker like he was to Abraham, they're going to do all kinds of things in you. But when the Lord is your protector, won't happen. It won't happen. The Lord will protect his, my brother and sister. Some people say they don't want it, and then when it's offered to them at work, it's, oh, you'll lose your job. Okay, give it. No. You have to be willing to lose your life. What do you think that means? Lose your job, lose all your precious stuff, everything. Have to be willing for the kingdom, for the Lord. So my children, even if we have to live under a bridge, which is, we don't, that's not normal telling people live under a bridge, telling my children today. The Lord is leading us. The Lord is guiding us. We follow the Lord. We don't plan to sleep under a bridge, but we want the Lord to lead us. He'll provide. He'll supply our need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We just have to, if he tells us to move, we move. You don't think of, oh, my house, oh, my land, oh, this, all that nonsense. How beautiful chicken over here. They'll be gone soon. Everything that we value, if we have to give it because that's what the Lord is asking us to do. Okay, Lord, your will be done. Thy will be done. Now my will, Lord, not my will, please deliver me from my will. Keep me from my will. Thy will be done, Lord. Now mine, our wills are dangerous. Our will needs to be the will of the Lord, not ours. My brother and sister. It's just sad. I'm sure they will warn to leave that place. That's another thing. The Lord tells people, leave the city, leave this town, leave this country. Oh, you know, it's been over. God is telling you to do something. If God tells you to do something, do it. Do it. I heard of people that years ago God told them to leave. They left. They're where God wants us to be. They, oh, no, I grew up here. I was born. Nonsense and foolishness. God's telling you to leave. Depart. Depart. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. And it's not where you think you're going to be secure or where someone told you you're going to be secure. It's what God says you're going to be secure. Got to be careful. With people telling you, oh, no, you know, I had a dream and that many people will come. No, the Lord needs to tell you. The Lord needs to guide you. You need to ask the Lord. My brothers and sisters, very important. Very important. Thank you, Brother Joseph. This is Matthew 5:14. Let them alone. They that the blind lead the blind, and if the blind leads the blind, ball fall into the ditch. Oh yeah, my brothers and sisters. So that's 15. Okay. Thank you, Lord. They'll fall. They'll both fall because none of them are seeing anything. They're not seeing anything. They're not seeing the hole. They're not seeing how deep they can fall. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Ditch hole. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And that's going to be another thing. Those that the Lord said they need to truly repent, take them, that medication, that other vaccine, remove the effect, and then truly repent. It's a test, like it was tested the children of Israel, my brother and sister, because they now need to truly cry out to God. God gave them the opportunity to do so. They rejected it. Now everything is different. Hallelujah. They do have in Israel a vaccine that is not the Moderna, it's not the Pfizer, it's not the Johnson & Johnson. It's a vaccine that they came out with, a vegetable, a plant is what I heard. And they want the state of Israel to make it like the Moderna and all of them. because it will protect people from the virus, supposedly. But it's something natural, has no chemical at all, no mRNA, none of that. Okay? So the question is that vaccine safe? From what they're saying, it is. And they're asking for a patent for it. They want to get something that say it's legal, people can get it, and they'll be safe. And there have been thousands of Jews vaccinated. It is to be seen. If it's the plan of God, hallelujah, we don't know. Hallelujah. But yes, the Lord wants people to trust him, but only to fear him, not, hallelujah, anybody else up there who were coming up with all this stuff. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 3:22. Ye should not fear them, for the Lord your God, he should fight for you. There you go. So it applies to anyone who the government or the people want to mandate or obligate to be vaccinated. If you're trusting in the Lord fight for you. We've seen that for sure. He has delivered us from many people who wanted to harm us. My brother and sister. And so, you know, he's fighting. The Lord is fighting for us. God is fighting for us. Definitely he is. So if for us to continue to trust the Lord, he will always save a remnant, yes. You know, those that forsaken the Lord, that were backsliding lukewarm, like the one in the wilderness, they perish. Because they were told to seek the Lord and trust the Lord. They did not. And so similar to this generation who are not trusting the Lord, seeking the Lord, they're going the same way of them to follow Balaam. And so that's the question. Are they trusting the Lord? Are they repenting daily? Are they seeking the Lord? You know, because if they are, hallelujah. Amen. Trust the Lord with all your immune system. That's it. You trust the Lord with your body, your life. You know, whatever they offer you, you don't want it. They may throw you in jail in the FEMA camp. You know what? I've got to use you mightily in those places. The more so will come to the kingdom until the rapture happens. But I don't believe we're going to end up there. I believe that's mostly for those that are staying behind. But if we do, because we cannot say no because the Lord is in control. I asked the Lord in 2020, why are we still here? I asked Jesus, why are we still here? And he says to me, because ye are my witnesses. And you hear the confirmation. I share that on the Lord's Hour. It's recorded. You hear on the sister that shared the prophecy a few minutes ago that she said the Lord told her that ye are my witness. Same thing he told me back then. Ye are my witness. We are his witnesses. And we need, so witnesses need to see and hear. Okay? Mostly see. And so we need to see, because we are witnessing, and then we will testify about what we saw. But if you don't see, how you need to see. Okay? A lot of people said to me years ago, oh, we're not going to see this stuff. No, we're going to see, because we'll witness it. But we're going to say, ooh, I imagine this. Nothing. You can't say that. You have to see. That's what we are. And so when we then testify in court, what happened? They're guilty. They have to do what they're going to do, make the mandate, declare the law of the land. In the U.S. and around the world, the vaccine will be the law of the land, declared by Congress, by Supreme Court. Supreme Court can, I don't think the Supreme Court can declare it, but Congress can. And they're looking to have Congress declare the vaccine the law of the land, mandatory for everyone in every state. If it's declared by Congress, we'll be in every state. Everybody knows that. And so when that comes, they're guilty. We see it. Yeah, there will be persecution. But short persecution, the Lord will get us out of here. It's that we need to see it. They have to declare it. It has to happen. How soon will this happen, brother? Oh, man. If you knew how soon will be, you'll be scratching your head right now. That soon? It's going to come soon. A lot of people love this country. I mean, we know that, and are praying for this country. But then declaring by saying, Lord, the land, that's close. Obama and his people are working hard to get this done. Hard, every day. Okay? They meet with Congress. They're meeting with high official. They want to get this through. ASAP. Yesterday, news, they want to make it and get it done. And they'll pull lots of billions and trillion behind it. And when those men see the benefit of making money through it, they'll make sure they do it. Hallelujah. My brother and sister. So it's coming. It's coming. You'll see. You'll be telling me, brother, you talked about this. It's coming. It's going to be the law of the land. Around the world, India, China, they'll look into the United States to see if the United States is going to mandate the vaccine. And if they do, they're going to follow and do it right away, too. So then the rest of the world is going to follow and do it. They're just going to go ahead and do it. United States is the leader. They're going to follow the leader and do the same, my brothers and sisters. And it's coming. It is coming. Hallelujah. Amen. That's going to be awesome. The Lord's Hour in heaven. The Lord's Hour part. Amen. We're going to have fun. We're going to get together, have picnic together. Maybe lemonade together. Yeah, the New World Order is all here. Part of that is the vaccine. Part of the Antichrist and New World Order, it's all the same. All the same. It's all coming. And people will see it come to pass. Sister Carter says she's over here on tomorrow live. Don't forget to join Sister Carla. She usually come on when the Lord gives her a word. She has a word, I believe, for tomorrow. My brother and sister should be on the Lord's Hour Live sharing what God is giving her. Amen. Join Brother Body on Friday, Sister Brenda. God willing, I'll be back here Sunday. My brother and sister, I hope Brother Benjamin can join me on Sunday. My brother and sister, hallelujah. And forgive me that I didn't talk about the book of Daniel, as I promised. Amen. Thank you, sister. Thank you, Lord. Pray for us in our move, please. We're moving, and we're trusting the Lord. Please keep us, our family, and I in prayer that the Lord will lead us to the place He wants us to go. Keep us in prayer. These words, these messages we're giving are hallelujah, given to us by the Lord. The enemy is not happy. And, you know, always persecution so much always comes. We're trusting in the Lord. He fight for us. The Lord fight for us. Amen. Everything is in His hand. We're going to continue to see things come to pass as the Lord is saying. I'll keep praying for my brothers and sisters. Those that have requested prayer, we're praying for you. Remember that. Amen. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord Jesus make His face shine upon you. May the Lord Jesus give you His shalom. Shalom, shalom, my brothers and sisters. Stay focused on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Him. No matter what you see, no matter what happens, keep your eyes on Jesus. We are in the end of days before the coming of the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Shalom, shalom.
Oh, for the time has come to ha, say cool, and ha, say bold, and amushiki la basitu. And alimureke ando tula majide kruti. Izino lumure vishiki la pote. And no, dile bala dilo kubo. Kote bashela ha. Vishula dikini muza te popole abate. Hijele mukra te.
I worship you.
Well, the time has come for you to take some big steps.
Working in
that will cause a great change of scenery in your life. And now the mountains shall be removed and hindrances shall be removed. And things are turning even now, for the goodness of God shall be manifested. So lift up your hands and lift up your eyes, for the glory of God shall be revealed, and there shall be an increased measure that shall come upon you, and you'll shake off the dust of